Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and fellow scientists. My name is Victoria, and from Texas Tech, and my advisor is Dr. Chuck West. Today, my presentation title is Digital Image Analysis of Overblue Sand Canopy Cover and Leaferia. The name of overblue stands includes several types of perennial grasses adapted to semi-arid climate in high plain for grazing cattle. I'm studying the type of WWB dot overblue stand, or we call it B dot for short. There are various species of overblue stands which grows well in West Texas with limited irrigation. And among those overblue stands, B-dot has the advantage of delaying seed head production and flowering, which means it will maintain a leafy canopy into late summer, therefore to maintain a high forage quantity for cattle grazing. Another unique advantage of B-dot is it will provide additional income of seed harvesting in the late fall. Therefore, B-dot is a good option for converting the irrigated cropland into limited irrigation pasture, while the aquifer level is actually our demination. Here are some photos that we took in the research station. The main use of B-dot is for cattle grazing, as I mentioned earlier. And B-dot actually can stay a very leafy canopy throughout the whole summer. And it starts to put out seed heads in the late summer, early fall. Digital image analysis technique. The digital image I used here is from a very simple digital camera. It's not from satellite. And this technique allows low labor measurement of ground cover. Cover data are used for monitoring canopy leafier area and biomass growth. And the advantages of this technique are to increase the number of field sampling sites, to reduce the time and the labor, to reduce the subjectivity of the research, and to allow the long-term raw data storage. This study aids to developing a simulation model of B-dot growth under the irrigated pasture conditions. Traditionally, we use point quadra to measure the ground cover of a pasture and to assess the pasture condition. But we want to take a couple steps ahead. We want to estimate the leafier index, then the biomass for the B-dot, and then to predict the forage growth. In this case, the objective of this study is to determine the potential for using canopy cover from leafier index to estimate from digital image analysis to estimate leaf area index, percentage of light inception, and forage biomass. An established pasture of B-dot at Texas Tech University New Deal Research Station was used for this research. And the research station is about 20 miles north from Texas Tech in downtown Lubbock. And this satellite image from Google is my pasture. The precipitation during the growing season was 260 millimeters, and on top of that, we add 280 millimeters by using subsurface drip tape irrigation system. The field sampling included measurements of light interception, overhead photo recording, and biomass clipped at 8 centimeters for yield and leaf area determination. The samples were taken biweekly for 12 selected plots each sampling day at local solo noon. The sample size was 1 meter by 1 meter. And we divided the growing season into two periods in both 2013 and 2014. In 2013, the first period started from mid-May to mid-July. Then the second one starts from early August to mid-October. In 2014, the first period starts in late May to late June. Then the second one starts in late July, early August to mid-October. At the end of each period one, the whole pasture area was harvested as hay. So in this case, the second period considered as the new regrowth. This is a picture of me standing in our research station using the light pole holding the digital camera, recording the digital image. Light inception was calculated by the difference of irradiance between below and above the canopy by using a LightCore light contrast sensor. And overhead images were taken by a digital camera at the height of 1.5 meter. The biomass collection was at 8 centimeters, as I mentioned, and subsamples were collected for leaf area index determination, with the rest of the sample were oven dried at 55 degrees Celsius. This is a picture showing before and after we sampling. Basically, it looked like a crazy cow just grazed on it. The overhead images are stored as a JPEG format and then cropped into exact one square meter size, then converted by ImageJ software. The two color grouping were separated by adjust hue, saturation, and brightness level to separate into green and non-green tissue. The non-green tissue indicates the senesce leaves. For example, this is a picture I record in last year, June the 4th. I cropped the picture to get my feet out of the way, but mainly to make sure it's one square meter. And then I input it into ImageJ. I adjust for the threshold setting. The hue setting is for select the what we consider as the green tissue for the range, and the saturation and brightness is narrowed down to accuracy. When analysis the pixels, we apply the mask function. So we combine all the select pixels as one, then ImageJ will provide me the results. For in this case, it's 30.67% of cover. And you're wondering how to get this number. It's actually the select area divided by the total area of the pixels. Accuracy test. There are two color paper applied to this accuracy test, black as a background and white as a calibration pieces. And there are two considerations in this test. The first one is the accuracy of digital image analysis to calculate area of shapes. And then the second one is the sensitivity to the shapes that mimic the long, narrow leaves. I cut out the long, narrow pieces for the shape of the leaf and also the polygram to represent the shape of the ground cover by BDOF. And this is how ImageJ pick up results. For the accuracy test, regression analysis indicated a high gradient between the estimated ground cover and the actual cover, with the R-square of 0.99, and the regression is really close to 1.1 relationship, which means digital image analysis has the ability to assess the ground cover very well. This is a graph showing us the biomass throughout the growing dates in three periods, two in 2013 and one in 2014. And the statistical analysis shows the growth rate was statistically different from each other. These are the graphs showing the ground cover by digital image analysis versus the date and the light inception throughout the date. Ground cover and light inception are highly linearly correlated with date during the period 1 and for light inception in the period 2 also. Period 2 of the ground cover attains a asymptote at 60%. The light inception was linearly related to the ground cover in all three periods. And this is in 2013. The period 1 has a better correlation, while the period 2 has a poor correlation because the stem elongation and star vorticity had introduced a lot of variable and complex the image selection. However, in 2014, period 1 still have a fairly good correlation. The leaf area index were curvely nearly related to ground cover for digital image analysis. And still, you can see in period 2 of 2013, there's a lot of variability in at the end of the rain season because the canopy structure changes and the sea had introduced the complex situation. The forage biomass were related to the ground cover in exponential pattern with a higher R squared in period 1. Digital photography allows capture a large number of sampling size and delay the analysis at flexible times because, as you all know, that the traditional way to assess a light inception has very time limited. You can only do it during a local solar noon, which digital photography do not have this problem, and you can reanalyze your picture anytime with the improvement of the ImageJ study. Conclusions. Digital photography allows a low labor measurement, which means it's free, it's not free, but it's flexible for us and it helps us to increase the possibility and increase the sample size that we always struggle with. And ImageJ software is a free software that easy to use, which it reduces the cost of the photograph analysis. The percentage light inception and leaf area index were fairly well predicted by ground cover and digital image analysis, especially in period 1. But during the period 2 in 2013, there's variability introduced by stem elongations. And digital image analysis can characterize the canopy development very well, but future study need to improve the growth rate with the ground cover under irrigated and grazing situation. And the future studies extended to the growth model collaboration for BDOT, as I mentioned in the beginning. From now on, I'm opening for any questions.
So students, try to repeat the questions so that we can record. We want to try to record the question and answer session also. So.
Yes, sir.
So my question is this. When you get an image, how long does it take for you to process one with ImageJ from, say, I have an image, but I have a result? Just curious.
Can you repeat the question real quick?
I'm wondering how long in the office it's taken you to process a single image or a batch of images using ImageJ.
Thank you, sir. For a single picture that I have recorded in the field, it took me about 30 seconds or less to analysis it. But if you have a bunch of photographs that you need to be analysis, there is one tiny little problem about the brightness, because when you record an image during different time of day or different date of the year or even different structure of the canopy structure, because the leaf will reflect the light, so you have to manually adjust the brightness